It's time for the Pestrogen Podcast with your hosts, Jenny and Candace.
Welcome back, all my pretty pesties everywhere in the world. Thanks for joining us again for another awesome episode of the Pestrogen Podcast. Tonight we are going to be talking about You're Too Pretty for Pests. Now, that can be for men and women. Obviously, the men aren't going to be too pretty, but they can get told that they're too young to understand, too small to do the job, too big to do the job, whatever. But we got some awesome stories. But prior to that, I've got to introduce you to myself. I am Candace, and my lovely co-host, as always, Jenny. Hi, baby girl. How was your week?
It was good. I missed you.
I missed you, too.
Exactly. It was a long week, but, funny story, Candace suggested this topic. Then the very same day I had an occurrence with said topic.
Yes.
And I even messaged her and said, hey, this might be too soon. And she said, hey, you know what? Completely up to you. We can do it another time, whatever. But the more I thought about it, not even that. We put it out publicly and it just exploded.
It did.
We got tons of entries and just like people saying, I'm so glad you're bringing up this topic. So yeah, what is the topic, Candace?
You're too pretty for pests. So, you know, obviously, we're females. We can't do this job. You're a girl. You're going to do this? Ew, I could never. Oh, I hate hearing that one. I could never. Okay.
Yep.
Nobody asked you.
I get
you.
That a lot. Yep.
Yes. Yeah, you're too pretty to be doing this. You should do something else. Why?
Yep.
I enjoy doing this. What does it matter?
Yep. I get that a lot doing commercial is, I could never.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, why? I mean, no, I get it that some people don't like bugs. I get that. That's fine. But, you know, I don't go to the doctor's office and when they're drawing my blood, I don't go like, I could never. Like, no.
Right, know. Like, you know, I don't like, you know, you're a receptionist in an office. I'm not, I could never just sit here all day. I mean, well, who are you to downgrade my job?
Right.
You called me for a reason.
Right.
You need my help, so here I am.
Look down at your gynecologist like, I could never.
I could never. Okay, I could literally never, but here we are.
I've never thought those words to say to my gynecologist. I've just never.
Like,
I don't.
Like, you know, like, okay, like, electricity scares me. Scares crap out of me. I don't have an electrician over and, like, hound over him and go, oh my god, I could never.
No.
Like, shut up. Let the person do their job.
Exactly. Obviously, they're into that thing. They went to school for it, or they, like us, we've earned licenses, we've delved into that life.
Yeah, and you really do have to, like, get into this life to be good at it. So you can do your IDing, and you can do all of this stuff, the exclusions correctly, and find the trace, and find the tracks, and find the entry points, and no. It's detective work. It really is.
Absolutely. And hopefully with the way we're communicating with the client, we're expelling the fact that we are passionate for what we're doing. Mm-hmm. So it's, still boggles me.
It's been crazy. So anything fun happened to you this week? Minus your, you know, happening with, you know, you're too pretty for pests. Anything else interesting happened to you?
Not really. Just long days and, Memorial Day weekend, which I had to work Saturday, but I got to spend time with family and just relax some days. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
How about you?
Okay. I just like rethought over my week prior to doing this, and of course now I have forgot everything. I know on Thursday we were supposed to be out of town,
mm-hmm.
and so we're going like out of town, like barely have any service, all that. And I get a message from one of our clients because she had messaged me Monday saying, hey, there's really stinky smell. Can you guys come check it out? We're like, yeah, your service is due next Monday. So today, actually, you know, do you mind if we just do it a week early? She's a rodents only. She's like, yeah, that's fine. That's great. So while we're there, she ends up coming home. We did find a capture in one of the stations, and then Brandon found a hole, and he was fixing it up, and we're like, hey, we think this is the promise, or the, not the promise, the product of the smell. And she's like, something that small? Because it was just a little house mouse. And I'm like, oh yeah, them things stink sometimes. But she messages us on Thursday, because I told her, if the smell should dissipate, if it continues, let us know. She messaged us on Thursday, and I mean, I was like in this very short window of time to have service, because she had called too, and so I texted her back, I'm in bad service, we're headed out to here, you know. So she said she found the source of the smell, and I'm like, oh, that's great, but wait, what do you mean? She sends a picture. When I finally get back into service, I get the picture, and if you paid attention on the council chat, you saw the picture. She thought it was a porcupine. I didn't think so. I thought maybe hedgehog, because she, you know, picture was... Come to find out, it was a pregnant possum that died during childbirth underneath her bathtub in the crawl space.
Oh my god!
So there were no babies. Like, it got stuck in the birth canal, and she ended up passing away from it, so very sad. But Brandon was the one that ended up getting it out, and he said the damn thing was probably like 20 pounds. Worth of possum. Oh. I was like, what? Oh, yeah. But she was like so thankful afterwards. She's like, thank you. We will pay you to come take this out. No.
Oh, yeah, right.
I'm like, you're fine. And then, like, she wasn't there when Brandon got there, but her husband was. And her husband is the brother of one of Brandon's old co-workers. So he was like, no, let me pay you. And Brandon's like, absolutely the fuck not. Just leave me alone. I'm doing my job.
Yeah.
But, oh God, that was so funny. Because I was still out of town. Brandon raced back into town to go get that. And oh my God, it was insane. He's like, yeah, it was a possum. It was pregnant. Yeah, I guess he could saw the nose like half sticking out. It just got stuck.
Oh.
Because he said he didn't see, like, anything else that would indicate that she had actually given birth to one of them. Like, there wasn't one there, no anything. Oh, and I was like, okay.
Poor mama.
Fun.
Yeah. That's not great.
The rest of the week was pretty bland compared to that day, but we're like, that's of course, awesome. The day that we have to go out of town is when just everything just falls apart.
That's awful. Oh.
Yes. It always seems to happen that way.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, and Lord.
My moment of the you're too pretty, I'm not going to go completely into it as it's super fresh, and the current client of mine, well,
yeah,
they moved that client to another technician, rightfully so.
Yes.
But without going into details, basically I was sexualized by a wife and a husband who and that does fit in the way of the you're too pretty, because I couldn't just be a pest technician. I was being seen as somebody who was a threat because they thought I was attractive in a weird way. So
yeah.
Essentially a moment happened. I got a hold of my branch manager and my service manager, and they showed up in like 5 minutes flat.
That's awesome.
Yes. Removed me from the situation, sent me on my way, and they dealt with it. So I want to say a thank you to them for removing me from that situation, as any good leadership would.
Yes.
So, yeah.
And like, people dog on Big Box all the time, and we all know you work for Big Box, but it's not... You can't broad spectrum all of Big Box. It's branches. Some of them are great. Some of them are shitty. You were obviously in a great one for them to show up and be like, absolutely the fuck not. You're leaving. We're dealing with it. And you don't ever have to go back. Because, you know, a shit one would just be like, oh, okay, well, we'll deal with it later. We'll call them. And just next month when you do it, blah, 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 blah. No, they were just like, absolutely the fuck not. Never again. And that to me, that shows a very high moral standing on your manager's parts. That's awesome. I want to thank them for that, because I was getting ready to freaking book a flight and come whoop some ass.
Exactly.
You don't do that.
Yeah, and it taught me a lot for being a female in this industry, that I kind of look back on the moment and think that maybe I should have said, fuck no, I'm not dealing with this, and removed myself from the situation and then called my supervisor. But now that I know where my leadership stands, I know that that is a possibility for me, where I think it should be for anyone.
Yes.
Okay. Without going into too many details, I was told that somebody was touching themselves while I was servicing, essentially.
Yeah.
And while watching me service. So, like, in that moment, I was, like, super uncomfortable. I was just like,
I don't blame you.
What? And I just didn't know what to do. So I texted my branch manager, and he was like, I'm going to be there. He and my service manager showed up in, like, 5 minutes, which this account is really close to our branch. But needless to say, he dropped everything he was doing. And just, yeah, so
that's awesome, though, because, like, yeah, you know, he could have just been like, oh yeah, I'll be there eventually, or I'll get there today, or like I said, or I'll call him later. No, he was like, this is absolutely not okay. That's very high moral standing for him as a man to begin with, you know, and for him just being a manager as well, to be like, no, you do not sexualize my employees, whatever, you know, and either male or female. You don't do that to somebody when they're working on your house or working for you or with you or whatever. Just no.
Yeah. And that's an amazing thing about my branch and about a lot of employers, is that, you know, you have that support there that will prioritize your safety above anything else. That's how I felt in that moment, is that, like, oh, he didn't take another phone call. He didn't finish whatever email he was writing or whatever it was. He dropped everything and came straight to me. So
that's awesome.
That was awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
now you'll have that, like, confidence. If it happens again, you can just be like, absolutely not. I'm walking back to my truck and I'm going to call my manager and he's going to deal with it. I'm done with this. I don't have to deal with this.
Yes.
But now you have the confidence to do that next time.
Yes.
Hopefully there won't be a next time.
Exactly.
But you never know.
You never know, yeah. And that's amazing to know, because previous employers I've had would have been like, oh, you know, you should have at least finished the job. Or something, you know?
Read into that too much.
Yeah. Yep.
But yes, it's all on me. Thank you.
Actually, the first company I did work for, there was a creepy situation, and I reached out, and they're like, oh, whatever. And then they put it on my route again. And I was like, hey, you guys said I wouldn't have to go back to this creepy person's house. And they're like, oh, we forgot about that. Are you sure you can't do that today? You know, it's on the route. And I'm like, no. I'm like, no. This no, guy was super creepy. Like, I'm not going there.
Yeah. No, there's certain places that, like, me and Brandon have gone to together. And then Brandon will get a bad vibe from the client or tenant or whatever. And he'll just be like, yeah, you're never doing that one by yourself, ever.
Yep.
Okay. Like, we're good.
I'm good with that.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not even going to argue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we got a ton of stories. And we're just going to preface this with, if we don't read one that you submitted, we're super sorry. I think I grabbed them all. I could have missed some. Sorry.
Yes, and I hope to make a blog of this as well, so everybody can read back through.
Yes.
I'm working on rebuilding the blog on our website, so.
We're getting there. She's a busy lady.
We're getting there.
Cut her some slack.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so I will start off with a double entry from Heather Tutton. She said, and maybe my first month in the field with Sam, we went to a new female client for my first job. She opens the door, stares at me hard, looks at Sam, and says, well, isn't this a pretty little thing to bring with you everywhere? I didn't even know what to say. When I realized It was, I hope, intended as a compliment. It reduced my function as a person to my looks. By no means the most offensive thing I've heard, but to this day we still joke about it. Now, before I read her next one, majority of the things that I have heard, like, against me as a pest tech have been from other females. And I'm not even joking.
Yep.
Like, with the, I could never, it's never a dude that says that. It's always a girl. And I'm like, okay, good for you.
Yeah. Yep.
And it's always something smart-assy, and you're just like, shut up.
Yep.
Okay, her other one, she said, Sam reminded me of a time. We were working jointly with a national solar company on a residential roof. One of the guys kept calling me sweetie, hun, and asking me to hand him tools, etc. Eventually, the other male worker is chatting with Sam and asks loudly, isn't Heather one of the owners? Sam replied, I'm the majority owner. The other guy's eyes about popped out of his head. After that, I was ma'am or miss and wasn't asked to pass another tool for the rest of the day. Bam.
Yeah.
That's why Brandon always introduces me as the boss lady. And me and Heather actually had that conversation. She's like, yeah, Sam does that to me now too. It's always the boss lady.
That's adorable. Yep.
It's like, this is Candace, the boss lady. I'm like, hi.
Yep. And that's like, in my recent situation, it was a female that was sexualizing me because she didn't trust her husband. And that's so degrading as a pest technician, because I'm literally just showing up for, I don't care about your relationship dynamic. I'm here to kill stuff, or, you know?
Yeah.
So it is like, I will never treat another woman in that respect based on if I think they're more attractive than me, or if they're around my significant other or whatever. That's ridiculous. That is ridiculous.
Yeah, that's your issue, that you don't trust your significant other. That's not my issue. Yeah. I don't give a shit.
Yeah. I should
like, I have my own. I don't need yours.
Exactly. And there was nothing that I did in that moment that should have ever made anyone believe I, was not there professionally. So that's ridiculous. I hate that.
Yeah, people are crazy.
Yes.
It's just all there is to it.
Yes. Courtney Winger put in one. I hope I'm saying that last name right, Winger.
I think so.
I've heard how I'm the prettiest technician anyone has seen, to how they feel so sorry for me being a woman having to be out here doing this manual labor. I've told them things only for my husband to come behind me and tell them the same things. And they look at him and go, oh, I didn't know that. I swear, I'm about to wear a body cam. The worst time was when I was out, or when I got semi-trapped upstairs at a house. I was called out by an attorney who handled the finances for this disabled woman who had people living with her that shouldn't have been. They claimed they had issues inside, so I went, like any other stop. One of them followed me upstairs, then alerted the other two I was there. They let me do my job, but something was off. They followed me closely, room to room. Later that afternoon, I got a call from the attorney who said that they told them I never showed up. After I rattled off a list of things that only I would know if I was inside, always be observant of your surroundings, ladies. I explained that I felt it was a ploy to get me back there to try to do something to me.
Ooh.
They were moving very packed mentally, and I refused to go back there or have anything else to do with the property. She then confessed that I wasn't the first vendor to have this issue with them, and she hoped we could still work together. I told her I would happily to, but I would never step foot on that property again.
Fucking creepy.
Yeah, that's super creepy.
But good for her for recognizing that. And kind of shame on that attorney for knowing that shit has happened in the past and still sending her out there without a warning. Like, hey, you might want to bring an extra person. Because you don't fucking know what they were going to do the first time she was there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Ew. She's like, ew on that attorney.
Yeah.
Mm.
Nope.
That's just no. That's
don't like that.
No, me neither. Yeah. Yeah, I read that one and was like, fucking what? But like I said, good on her for realizing that situation, that they were like really paying attention, and him calling out the other two and then saying, oh yeah, she wasn't here, she needs to come back. Yeah, because they definitely would have done something then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's
crazy. No fucking doubt. No doubt.
Nope.
Oh, okay. Morgan Kerr was our next one. I recently had a hotel engineer be shocked and impressed that I could operate a powerless drill/driver without driving the screw in sideways or stripping it. I'm sure some would tell me to just take the compliment, but why is his expectation of my abilities in the dumpster? Like, no joke. Why is it so amazing that a woman can operate a drill and operate it properly? Like, what? Yeah.
No. Yeah.
And, like, even if you are impressed that, because I've seen guys drive them in too far or sideways and stuff. I mean, shit happens sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But even if you are impressed with it, why do you even have to say it? Like,
yeah. It's not it's just, a compliment.
No, it's real condescending. Like, oh my God, you're a female and you can operate a drill? So good for you. Like, bitch, shut up. Like,
I showed up as the professional here.
Right? I'm going to try to remain professional. But you're pissing me off.
Mm-hmm. 100%. Yeah. Kat McKenzie said, why is it always the mouth breathers that say, you sure do look a lot better than the last guy that sprayed?
It's so true, though. I'm like, okay?
I started to read the, and then I remembered her posting it. I died.
I know. I was like, I'm taking this. I'm like, that's just too great. But no, it's so true, though. I hear that shit all the time. Well, you look better than the last guy that sprayed. And I always tell him, I'm like, it's real funny that the last guy that sprayed was my fucking husband. And they're like, oh. I'm like,
wow.
The name family is there for a reason.
We keep it in the family here.
I know I had one the other day because we were setting something up and he was like, oh, is that your husband? Yeah. I'm like, I'm not calling my coworker babe.
Right.
Because I was like, hey, babe, hand me that flashlight, because he had taken my flashlight, or I said, can I have my flashlight back, babe, or something like that. And he's like, oh, is that your husband? Like, yeah. No, just random coworker. Weird. I'm just like, hey, babe, what's up?
Right?
I'm like, yeah, we've been married for almost 20 years. And they're like, oh! Okay, I'm like, whatever. Done with you already.
Exactly.
Okay, we had Charlie Messina. Hopefully I said that right. I've had vulgar profanity yelled at me by an elderly man. I walked out and forced my company to cancel all his services. I've had a customer ask me 100 questions about myself. What got me into the field? How long I've been doing this? If I had any education? All in a manner of, are you qualified kind of way versus a curious and interested way. Once I answered him, he admittedly said he had his doubts that I was the right person for the job. After that conversation, he's requested me every time. Nice.
There we go. That's what's
And there, up. There is a genuine, like, difference between, like, are you qualified to do this, as opposed to, like, oh, well, what got you into this? But yeah, you can always tell the difference. I've had both ends of that spectrum.
Yes. Definitely. And our lovely Sue Ann Lehman, twice now, the only person who's been on Pestrogen Podcasts multiple.
Besides me, of course.
Right. Exactly. she said, I don't really have a story. I do have a female client that I was talking to on the phone and told her I had purchased the business and she was happy for me as she had been a client for several years. I was talking about her service next week and that I would be out to spray tomorrow. And she was like, you spray too? You are amazing. I don't think I could do that. Another instance where... Yes.
I mean, at least it kind of felt like a compliment, though. Like, hey, yeah. You're amazing. I don't think I could do that. That's right. Okay. But, like, the I could nevers, that, yes. That's the like, downgrading, like, backhanded. You're like, yes. Thanks? Like, what yes. do you want from me?
Exactly. And I recently did do, maybe a month or two ago, I did somebody's residential for them. And it was, like, one of those ladies that are like, I hate it or whatever, but she was like really sweet about it. It was more yeah. like, I'm appreciative of you, less of like a, ew, you're disgusting.
Yeah. Ew, yeah. I could never. Okay, yep. Little Miss Princess.
Right? Like that. You called me.
I have gotten that from one lady. I was doing a residential and she came over from the neighbor and she was like, oh, are you their bug lady? I said, well, yeah. She's like, and then she said something about them having rodents. I'm like, oh, I can come take a look. Oh, no, we have a different company. Okay. And she's like, but we have a bug guy. I'm like, okay. She's like, but see, like, my daughter has a bug lady, and she doesn't have rodents anymore, so I think the bug ladies just get it done better. I'm like, well, okay, then. I'm like, you can still call me, then.
I mean, what's happening here?
How are you going to, like, diss me and then congratulate me? But diss me and then congratulate me. Like, I'm lost. I'm confused. What do you want? What's going on?
I can't read this situation right now.
I'm like, okay. Can I finish yep. my job now?
Yep. 100%. It's
weird. Oh, God. Yeah. I swear. Like I said, I just don't get people sometimes. Yeah. All right. And Mr. Russell Goswiller. Love you, Russell. You the man.
Yes.
I do love the backhanded compliments, but in regards to how I look, mostly I get really scared looks when I tell someone I'll be crawling through their attic or on their roof. Yes, I am roughly the size and shape of an ogre, and on a good day I look like Shrek. But, knock on wood, I have yet to damage anyone's roof or ceiling. Definitely not something I've ever been accused of being, but I have been compared to a bridge troll, and bridge trolls shouldn't do pest work either. Laugh out loud. I remember when he got compared to the bridge troll. Like, what the hell? Like, to his damn face. Damn, man. Yeah, and that's when you said you were going to come jump on his back and defend him.
Angry Hobbit.
Riding the Viking to victory. I love Russell. He's a good guy with a genuine yes. good heart and a goddamn good, like, know-how of this job and what it takes and life. I swear to God.
Yeah.
That guy and...
Yeah. There is a reason he was on our Dust Yourself Off and Try Again episode because yes. he just gets steamrolled and he keeps coming back again.
He does, man. Like, that boy has been put through the ringer, and, like, not yeah. even just this job, and, like, all of his jobs that he's done. He has done some shit. Yeah, I'm always amazed when he brings it back general. Up. I'm like, oh, yeah, you did do that.
Yeah.
In the Navy, and then he was, the wildfire firefighter? Or, yeah, and I'm like, oh, my God.
The wet shite.
Right? Oh, God. That, yeah, that was enough for all of that.
He's been through the ringer, and you know what? He keeps coming back again.
Yep.
Yep. All of us will make sure he does.
Yes.
Lori McKenzie, one badass lady here. I had one customer who absolutely refused to allow me to provide a service because I was a woman. They put a male tech in to appease the customer. Dude ended up with huge issues and they needed to bring in a technical specialist to fix the issue. I was who they brought back in. Guy didn't say one word to me. We ended up canceling the service. Boom.
Perfect.
Boom.
Yep. I love companies that will do that. I'm like, you're going to be an asshole to one of my techs? We don't need you. At all.
Yep.
Go nope. away.
Yep. Absolutely. Yep.
Okay, so I got two from Caleb Stewart. One of them was from a coworker of his. I will be very gentle in how I read this one. And his, the other story is his. Okay, they said, my co-worker at the time, now boss, was servicing a nursing home. There was an old lady inside there, and he was doing a cockroach treatment on her room. She was openly referencing him as a N-word during the entire time performing service. He tried to not let it bother him, as she was an older lady, but to deal with that for the whole duration of the service, it takes its toll. She would refer to him as that when he was walking down the hall to the other residents. Quote, that N-word did a good job treating my room, unquote. Or something to that extent. It didn't appear to be malicious, but that was the last time he had to service that account. I read that and I wanted to like jump through, and I'm sorry, I'm against elderly abuse, but I wanted to punch that lady. Like, I get she's like, and Caleb even said it, you know, she's 90. It was, you know, in her time, whatever. That's how they spoke.
It's not okay.
Like,
it's not okay.
You have, like, the world has changed. Language has changed. And it changed a long time ago prior to her being old and senile. So, change your language. Even if you still want to believe that, fine, whatever. But change your language. You don't need to be doing that. That's no.
Yeah. No. Terrible.
Okay. So, he continues with, mine was much lighter. I took over a route from a guy in his mid to late 40s, so when I showed up to perform service, people felt like they had more knowledge on it and openly referenced me as a, quote, baby, and how could I know what I was doing since I was so young? What does H have to do with it?
I hate that.
Yeah, we had a local guy try to take one of our delis that we're really close friends with the owners. Like, we even do their house now. We've watched their son grow up. We do her mom's place. We do their new deli. The one in town she sold. But the one that was in town prior to her selling. The local guy comes over there, like, not 10 minutes after Brandon left. And was like, oh, I just really hate to see what he's done to this place. It looks so bad. And he's too young to know how to do this. And she immediately was like, GTFO, just leave. Like, what are you doing? And then she called Brandon. And that just sent him on a whole thing. He was so pissed. Because how dare you? Like, I understand this is competition. But how dare you try to stoop to that level and say stupid shit? What are you doing? Like, if you can do the job better, do the job better.
Yeah.
You know, don't try to downgrade somebody. Ugh.
Terrible. I hate it.
Ugh. It's stupid.
Yep. Absolutely.
Like, I'm sure people will do that with Jude if he ever starts, like, full-on working for us. Because, you know, Brandon's been doing this for just short of 10 years. So, Jude has been in it since he was, like, 5.
Mm-hmm.
But actually working with us for the last like 3 years or so, you know, but this kid can find stuff quicker than I can. He knows how to treat for things. I mean, he knows how to track down rodents. He knows how to track down ants. I mean, he finds the holes that me and Brandon have missed. He's going to know what he's doing when he turns 18 and gets a license. Are people going to tell him he's too young? Because how could he possibly know he's 18? Yes, his age is 18, but when he's been doing it for so many years prior, why does it matter?
Yep. I feel like no matter how old I get, I still end up being the youngin' in something.
Yeah.
I'm in my 30s now, but when I'm around somebody who is 50s plus or whatever, I'm still the kid. And it's when does it end?
It never ends. We go to our CEUs and stuff, he's like, I'm 40, Brandon's 42. We go to our CEUs and like everybody there is like 60. We're like, hi? No, there are some younger guys there.
Yeah, right.
But we're just, you know, we always just call it like the old man retreat and the mustaches. Because all of them have those freaking big, huge mustaches. So yeah, if you ever hear Brandon reference the mustaches or the moustaches, that's what he's talking about.
Okay.
It's like that pinnacle of like the pest control mustache.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, and he was like, I will never grow a mustache now, ever. And I'm like, good, because I don't like it on you anyways. I never have.
Please don't.
No, he can do the goatee. When I first, right. Yeah, when I first got with him, he had a goatee. Now he's clean shaven. He has been since he started pest control. And now he just can't stand facial hair. It, like, starts to grow, and he's like, brr.
Just got off me. Uh-huh. We did have Elise Rome. Am I saying that right? I think so.
Yes.
When I was in sales, I also conducted REIs. I arrived at a house for an REI scheduled by the office. No answer when I called and left messages to confirm with my ETA. An older gentleman came out as I arrived and told me to call the office and have them send out a guy who could fit under the house. He started fussing that the year before they sent a guy too big, and this year they sent a woman. I told him that I'm getting under the house and I will get his inspection completed. He grumbled, but told me, okay, we will see. I got the inspection done, but not without him following at the perimeter where he could. I retrieved a new vintage glass pharmacy bottles that I thought he may like to have. When I got from under the house, the customer apologized to me and told me that he doesn't think anyone has inspected as well, and I raised the bar. The next day, he called the office to let them know how well I did and apologized again. He stated, my late wife would have been disappointed in how I spoke to her.
Good.
Another customer called the office to schedule their REI. When I went, the CSR told them my name, and the customer said, oh, that's a woman. I have snakes under my house, so they may want to send a man. The CSR told the customer that out of everyone who works here, that I may have maybe the only one not fearful of snakes, and that I am a former zookeeper. That customer was quite lovely when I met her and was thrilled to have a woman conducting the inspection. I love those.
I do too. That's awesome. Yeah. Like that, like, shit story that has a good ending to it. They're like, yeah, oh,
both of them.
You can do this. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's something that my husband has always said, is that it's better to be underestimated and kick it out of the park than to show up and be overestimated and then not meet their expectations or whatever.
It's harder that way when they're expecting so much out of you and you're going, I tried?
Exactly.
I did my best.
Yeah.
Okay, our next one is from Sherry Hawks Chapman. She said, I work in some very northern communities in Canada, the kind where you don't answer your door when someone strange knocks. I also have a female escort for the property management companies that goes with me. Just today, I was booked for a place to treat ants, and the woman who answered the door almost cried tears of joy when she saw it was two women coming in because she had been terrified all day that there would be strange men in her home.
Oh.
That's awesome. And just like I told her, we have had those situations where Brandon's gone to inspect a place. I send him for our inspections all the time. And he has like felt that tension. With like the female tenant or even homeowner. And when we go back, he always makes sure I go with him to like ease that tension. And they've even said, you know, oh, I'm so happy you're here. Oh, it's really great that you guys do this together. And then like you can feel like her tension leave about Brandon. Because, you know, like he used to like service like battered women shelters. And they were always like obviously very like when he would show up. But just like his calm demeanor and everything usually sets them at ease, but it's not always that easy when it's like your home. And yes, mm-hmm. I know battered women's shelter at that time is their home, but you know, when it's your own personal home and some random dude has to come in, you know, I even get like that, like when the cable guy would have to show up and Brandon wasn't home, I'm like, oh, please don't be creepy. Please don't be creepy.
Yes.
Especially because, you know, my kids were younger and everything. So I'm like, you know, I have to be like the mama bear enforcer. Don't F with my children because I will literally murder you.
Yeah. You just never know.
Yeah, you don't. I mean, they can have whatever background check in the world, you never know.
Mm-hmm.
Just because they don't have anything on their record just means that maybe they never got caught. I listened to way too many true crime podcasts.
So. 100%. Yes. Yes, agreed. And then we had Katrina Borgens, our pretty pesty. She said, I have a couple. So a man asked me if I knew what I was doing and then proceeded to talk down to me, trying to tell me how to do my job. He was incorrect. I just smiled and politely corrected him. He stopped after that. An old lady asked if I had to convince management to give me the job because I'm a woman. I turned and asked what she meant. She stumbled over her words and was quiet after that. Rightfully so.
Right.
What the heck?
Just let me get my job. Don't speak. Yeah, you look stupid.
Yeah, that was over the line. You should feel stupid. Nope. I don't work for this company anymore. Former male coworker was told that I'm a CA. He felt insecure about it and talked down to me during the entire ride along, which was a week and a half. He'd walk up and interrupt when I was answering customer questions, attempted to argue with me when I politely pointed out errors on his report, lost his temper when a song came on the radio that he didn't like, talked down to female customers, talked trash about his wife the entire time, and other things about women I won't repeat. Texted while he drove, parked in the halfway out into the street. All of this was caught on the cab camera. A manager watched him park halfway into the street and said nothing. He complained, gossiped about other texts, whined about his route, and wouldn't at least go talk to the manager about it. A manager there that I worked under would just stand in the background and glare at me when I had just started. Never talked to me, never made effort to make me feel welcomed, yelled at me when I was cleaning out my truck bed before work, yelled at me to get my attention, texted me during the day telling me to hurry up and finish my stop so he could post my work and go home. He was a different person around the men. Needless to say, I don't work there anymore.
Okay, so first off, good for you for not working there anymore because fucking you.
Nope.
Like, in any job, that's just fucking ew. And second, the first male that you talked about, not the older guy, but at the company, ew. Like, fucking ew. Like, why do you even speak like that to and or about women or anybody?
Yeah.
And then your own wife? Like, how shitty is your life, bro, that you have to sit there and rant about how shitty your wife is to a female pest tech that you just met?
That's terrible. Yeah, no.
What the fuck?
Just why?
Wow. And then a manager being that way too? Ew.
Yep.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Like, if she would have had the issue that you had, that manager wouldn't have came to help her at all.
Nope.
Not fucking, I can almost guarantee that. He'd have been like, oh, well, what did you do? Was your shirt unbuttoned? Did you show some butt crack or something? Whatever random fucking thing. But no, he would have turned that shit around on her. You goddamn know he would have. Well, what did you say? Did you flirt with him a little?
I think that is my biggest peeve when it comes to this topic is mm-hmm. being sexualized, essentially. It's very comparable to sexualizing children in the way that we're here professionally and it is way inappropriate. I just showed up as a female.
Sorry that I have boobs and a vagina. I'm still here to do the fucking job. What does it matter?
Yeah. it's in the same sense of innocence that I'm here with a passion for this industry.
Mm-hmm.
And it's completely inappropriate in the way that a child is just innocent and just being as we are mm-hmm. in our profession. And yeah. I wish more people saw it that way instead of
yeah,
like that.
I think yeah. literally sexualizing anybody, what, you know, like if they're not into it, they don't know you. You yeah. don't know them. I mean, there's yeah. obviously a difference between saying, you know, oh, that guy or that girl, they're really pretty. I would yeah. like to date them. That's different. But yes. like some random person that shows up at your house to help you because you have called them.
Yes.
Why are we doing this? Why yeah. are you being a creep? I'm here to do
professionally.
Yes, I'm here professionally to do a service that you have called for. I'm not a call girl. Gross. Nope. Leave me alone.
Yeah. Exactly.
Let me do my job.
Yeah. 100%. Ugh. It's so weird.
Okay, and I got our last story late last night. Got it messaged to me. She did say that I could use her name. And I figured with it being messaged, I should probably ask because it wasn't just out in the open. But mm-hmm. it was from Lacey Dawn Gardner. She said, I'm probably late. You weren't, lady. It's good. Oh, excuse me. But I've showed up to our customer's house for a termite renewal. The first thing she says is, are you the only one? I said, yes, ma'am. And she says, well, what are you going to do? I told her, inspect her home for termites. It was annoying. My reply to her was, do you not have fucking eyes? What do my female eyes compared to a guy's male eyes have to do with anything inspecting for anything?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Well, what are you going to do? The fucking job I'm here to do. What do you mean?
Nope.
Oh my God.
There's no words.
There isn't. Like, it's baffling how many are like almost the same, but have, you know, their differences on just like the pure stupidity of people that, I mean, like, I get this is a male dominated field. I get it. But you would think they'd be excited to see females stepping into it.
Right.
You know, like, I'm excited seeing, like, a female mechanic. Hey, man, if you can work on my car and do the job, I don't give a shit. Just do the job mm-hmm. that I'm paying you to do. I've had a female plumber. I've had lots of female different things, this, that, and the other. You know, why does it matter? If the person can do the job that I am paying them to do, that should be all that matters.
Exactly.
You know, yes. like people throw fits over male nurses. Yes, I get nursing is a female dominated job. But if the male nurse can do the same damn job as the female nurse, why does it matter?
Exactly. Why? Yeah. Yep. Kind of like I do I service like a dental hygienist school. Mm-hmm. And in the building, they have, like, a full female's restroom with, like, 6 stalls or whatever. But the males, they have a single restroom. because it's more of a female-dominated yeah. industry. That's not discrimination by any means. They're just figured that that's their needs.
Yeah.
But it's different when you're treating somebody different.
Because they're not in their normal, typical field of work, but yet people will bitch and moan and scream and cry for not having the diversity of male and female.
Exactly. So yeah,
well, you can't have both. It both ways.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't complain that I'm here and then bitch because I'm a female and then yes. bitch that there's not enough females in the industry. Well, yeah, you've ran us all away.
Yeah.
Because yep. we're constantly fucking talked down to or sexualized or ewed at or I can nevers.
Yes.
It's like, it's, shut up.
Yes.
Let me
yes.
do my job.
Exactly. I recently showed up to a service that is a venue that serves alcohol. And I like to show up there before they open, but they don't mind if I'm there when they're open. But this particular day, I had to show up there when they're open. Why do I not like to show up there when they're open? Because there's intoxicated people. Okay. And it's generally men. And I've been there a few times when it's like that. And there's like catcalling that occurs when I'm behind the counter, whatever. Well, I show up at this particular service. I get behind the counter and I'm like, here it goes. And catcalling occurs as soon as I come behind the counter. But the person serving on staff immediately knocked it down. He was like, hey, everybody stop. And, like, it was awesome. Well, there happened to be somebody sitting at that counter that knew me from one of my other accounts. It goes, hey, I know you. And I'm like, hey, you know, whatever. He seems intoxicated, but he's being somewhat reasonable. But then he asks if I'm married. I say, yes, I am. Well, can I buy you a drink? I'm working. No, you can't buy me a drink. And what?
No.
He has previously asked me if I was married while I was servicing the account that I know him from. So he knows I'm married. Okay.
Okay.
Well, I go to this account and I happen to have my husband and my earbuds because something for my college needs filled out. And it wasn't bringing it up on my phone. So I called my husband in my earbuds to ask him to do it from my laptop. So while I was servicing, I was kind of coaching him through what I needed figured out for my next semester. And that guy approaches me and he goes, hey, how's it going? I was like, oh, it's good. And then he was like, it was good seeing you at so-and-so account. And I was like, yeah. And I was like, hey, you know, it was really cool that person servicing said, you know, told everybody to knock it off and leave me alone because, you know, that's kind of a anxiety trigger for me at that account. And then he goes, well, you are a beautiful woman. So it was very awkward. I was just like, thanks.
Thanks.
So I walk away very awkwardly and I'm doing my thing servicing in this area. And then when I finally get out of earshot, my husband goes, you just told him that you were happy that somebody saved you from being sexualized. And then he like made you uncomfortable.
Yeah. Then he sexualized you.
He just did the thing that you said you were happy you were saved from. And it was like, what do you even do? What?
It's like, exactly what you did. You just, thanks, bye. Yeah, that very awkward laugh.
Whereas I feel, I know that my management would back me if I was like, oh, you know, screw you or whatever. But at the same time, you feel like you need to choose your battles.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't be going to every one of them and be like, oh, yeah. I know management will back me up, so F you.
Yeah, exactly. Anybody who says anything, you know, you screw you. It's just like, I just made it very obvious that that was not what I wanted to hear in that moment. I was just like,
It's like, read the room, buddy. Read the room. Feel the vibe.
I was just saying that I was glad I got saved from that, and then you ruined it. Not cool.
Yeah. Oh, man. Like the only time that I've had an issue was with a female, tenant. And it was, like, when I first started. And I flat-ass told her, you know, I'm still learning all of this. You know, so if you ask me a question and I don't know, you know, I will ask Brandon and get you the right answer. And so I was telling her about how we were going to treat, yada, yada. And then she asked me, because I told her I wasn't going to spray the windows at this certain spot because at the bottom of the window was a full thing of blooming flowers. So I'm like, I'm not going to treat this window. She's like, well, why aren't you going to treat that window? Because the flowers, they're blooming.
Right.
Well, that's stupid. There's flowers everywhere blooming. Okay. She's like, are you sure you know? And then, like, as soon as she said that, Brandon walked around the corner and he was like, we're not treating this window because of the blooming flowers. The flowers out there don't matter. These ones directly right here matter. And I'm like, fucking told you, but okay. Like, I understand I told you I was new, but I have a basic fucking knowledge that you don't put a pesticide over a blooming flower. And it was, like, full open. Not just like, oh, it's still a little bud. It was like...
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck? But now I, like, do her service every month. Of course.
Right.
But, she's okay now. She's actually calmed the F down about everything.
That's like, good.
Always had an ant problem, and it's slowly getting better, but, like, this whole damn city was built on a sand dune and used to be a marshland. So we have ants. They're fucking everywhere. As we keep telling her, I'm like, you're doing, for the most part, everything right. Like, there's some food debris and shit under the dishwasher, and it's been there for fucking years, but okay. And usually I find them under the dishwasher, but I go, okay, and I have told you this, so can we clean it? I'm not your maid. I'm not cleaning it for you. But, like, you know, for the most part, everything else is picked up, blah, 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 blah. You know, but it's like, finally, it's starting to slow down. Like, last month, she was like, oh, yeah, they're just over there now. And sure as shit, like, I moved the dog bed, because she has, like, little raised dog bed, and there was one piece of dropped dog food. Just one single one, and, like, 40 ants on it. I'm like, whatever you feed these dogs, the ants fucking love, so. Like, well, it's a high protein, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, protein, you say? Well, protein bait it shall be, then.
All right.
I was like, yeah, I think I used Max Force Fleet instead of the Advion. I was like, there we go. Perfect. And they, I picked up that piece of kibble, and they went right to the Max Force. I'm like, oh, no.
Oh, no. Goodbye, bitches.
That's all. That's the only place I saw them that time, so I was really happy. I'm like, hopefully.
Yes.
And she even said they were getting less frequent, too. So I was like, thank God.
That's good.
Finally.
Yes. Yes. Hey, I am drinking from my coffee mug, but I haven't showed off this baby in a while. I know.
I'm so happy you remembered to grab yours. And of course, I didn't grab mine this time.
This beautiful lady here. We got our Toonie Spangler tumblers, for those listening, with the rubber bottoms. They are gorgeous. Oh my gosh. Toni is amazing. Which, by the way, I made that new profile picture and then I sent it to Toni. I was like, hey, can you help me with a YouTube banner? And he goes, it looks like you've already made it. And I was like, oh, I just have to resize it.
I love him.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. He still loved me, even though I'm special.
There you go. Jude brought me mine.
There we go. Exactly. Yes. It's gorgeous.
These are from SpanglerArt.com. You get quality tumbler, rubber bottoms, double wall insulation, a lid, and a straw that I don't have. But you get all of that with it, and the straw cleaner as well. And anything that you can imagine, even if you can't imagine it, just give Toni a general idea. He'll imagine it for you and his awesome AI programs.
Yes.
And he'll put it on a tumbler. And they're awesome. Mm-hmm. Leanne is awesome. She does great work, too. She does more of the girly, like, butterflies and flowers and the bee ones. They're all just freaking adorable, though. They do them all. Just get to SpanglerArt.com. You'll see their pre-made stuff. You can always talk to them and say, hey, this is what I want. And they're all over it. Their prices are reasonable. Their shipping is great. And it's usually pretty fast. The only time we've had any kind of a slowdown is when he had, like, a super high order quantity. So, obviously, him and Leanne are doing this themselves. It takes time for perfection, people. Give them a chance. Ass. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But they're out there just doing this shit, and it's awesome. Like, we have a local company that does these. They're not nearly as good.
Right.
Like, these are just flawless. Like, they're awesome. I love them. SpanglerArt.com.
Yes.
Always. For your custom tumblers. Jesus, sorry. Oh, God. It's been a day. And I couldn't tip this one over because I actually have... you can barely drink see it. Okay, there is a drink in it. Brandon and Jude went to Bandon on Thursday and came home with a cider from a local company called Bandon Rain. It's delicious. I'm usually not, like, any type of a beer or cider drinker. I tried it at our casino that's literally down the road from me. They had it on tap. The shit is delicious. This one's cranberry. It's like their main flavor, but they do like all different like fruit flavored ones. All of them that I've had is just awesome. And you can buy them in like gallon glass jugs. I know, I'm like, oh, that's a lot. But it's like,
right?
I think it's like $64 for like a gallon of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's good stuff though. And it lasts.
Epic.
Like the flavor lasts for a long time too. It's awesome. And then when you bring back their glass jars, they like give you a few bucks off of like your next refill of it for bringing them back.
That's amazing.
I'm like, hell yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I know. And like, I always go buy it like at least once a month, actually at least twice a month. And I'm always like, oh, I should stop. And I just never do.
You shouldn't.
I know. But then yeah, Brandon and Jude went to go check out, a wasp hive that was supposedly on a building. And it wasn't there, or it was an old one or something. But, yeah, so then they stopped and got me some. I was like, sweet, thank you.
Oh, that's adorbs. Hey, next week, we're having on Sean Moeller.
Yes, we are.
Finally.
From Pest Perspectives.
Yes, on Pestrogen Podcast. I don't think we have officially picked out a name, but it's going to be health and fitness focused.
Yes.
Yes. Because he has an amazing journey to share with that. Because boy has been lifting some weights. All right.
Yeah. And boy has been broken numerous times.
Yeah. But exactly. Big brother has been through some shit.
Oh, the shit.
He's going to tell us all about it. How he's went through broken stuff and built himself up and has been working really hard. When I first, like, I heard him on TFTC, but I didn't know who he was until I started doing the LinkedIn thing. And then I started seeing him be like, I'm going on walks, doing the step challenges and stuff. And, what was it? It's not marathons, but he was doing something. And I was just like, wow, this guy is into health and fitness. So,
yeah.
Yeah. He's going to tell us all about it.
That's awesome. Because, like, I could use a little bit.
Girl, I feel it. I mean, summer is here, so we're, like, already sweating and walking it off and stuff. But at the same time, yeah.
Yeah. You know. Yeah, I know a lot of mine would just have to be, like, eating better, especially out working. Because I'm like, oh, I could bring this salad, I could bring this nice chicken wrap, and I'm going, ew, it's going to get hot and gross in my car.
Yep.
Screw it, some chips, that'll work, let's go.
Exactly.
Like, my thing lately has been those freaking cheddar jalapeno Cheetos.
Yeah.
I will, like, scarf down way too many, and I'm like, okay, roll it up, throw it in the back of my car, I'm like, go away from me.
Yeah.
Like, I'll just, like, numbingly like eat it while I'm driving and I'm like no. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's bad. That's news.
The other day I left without packing a lunch and I had to go to the office to pick something up, and I messaged my service manager and I said, hey, do you want anything from McDonald's or Taco Bell? They're right here and I'm gonna get me something, my treat. And he said no, those aren't good for me. And I'm like,
well, fuck, they ain't good for anybody. But
I know they ain't good. Like, I didn't pack nothing, bro.
I didn't ask you if it was good for you. I asked you if you wanted something.
Way to make me feel like a tub of lard, bro.
Right? Thanks, bro. It's like Jude when he was wrestling, because he had to, you know, after Christmas break, he had to put weight on because he got sick and lost so much. So all of his teammates are, like, real strict on what they're eating. And he's, like, going to Taco Bell every day for lunch because it's, like, right off of campus. And, like, everybody's like, oh, my God, coach is going to be so mad at you. And he's like, for what?
Yeah.
I have to put weight on.
Right.
And his coach never got mad at him. He was just like, I mean, like, don't only eat this stuff. You need to eat healthy foods, too. But, yeah, you do need to kind of put some weight back on. When the minimum weight was 106 and he weighed 96.
Yeah.
I mean, you got guys at least 10 pounds heavier than you wrestling. Put a little bit of weight back on.
Yeah.
And he did.
You can definitely deal with Taco Bell.
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's cute. Okay. Well, we'll have Sean Moeller on next week. Anything else we're missing?
No, I think we got it all covered. All of our awesome stories. Thanks again to everybody who submitted. Sorry if I did miss any. I was trying to grab them as they were coming in. Because it was a lot of them. Well, way more than we're used to getting. We're still getting there. And, so yeah, because we usually just kind of grab them towards the end, but I'm going, we need to get all of these going.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
And then, since you're, like, insanely busy all the time, I figured I can grab the stories and copy and paste them.
Yes.
That's not hard to do. I can do that.
Yes. Like you said, kicked ass.
You do all of the extra hard shit, like the editing and then making all of our awesome thumbnails, which I love them all, always.
Thank you.
So, yeah, the Been least, fun. Like I said, the least I can do is, like, post the stuff on Facebook and do the copy and paste into our stuff so we can read stories together.
Yay! It's been a lot of fun. These ladies definitely shared some epic stories.
And our couple of gentlemen, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's true. Very true.
Because this, I mean, it happens to everybody, obviously. Obviously, it's different reasons for women compared to men in this, but it still, it happens. And it's a shitty situation anytime it happens, because it's like, shut the fuck up and let me do my job.
Yeah. Like,
why are you even talking to me? I don't need your input on any of it.
Nope, 100%. Yep. So I think that's it for today's episode. So stay cute, stay weird, and always go out kicking ass.
Kick some ass.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.